Here goes. We're talking about this week's parashas, Parashas Tazria, and the pasuk says, it speaks about Isha ki Tazria v'yol v'zocher. That's the pasuk. Listen up. The pasuk says that woman has a child. And on the eighth day, they will give the child a bris, which, by the way, this pasuk seems to be totally extra. And the Gemara darshans from that. The Gemara says that we learned Enachanami. We already mentioned the parasha of bris mila previously in Parshas Lech Lecha. And it's interestingly enough, it seems like it's not just on the eighth day, but it's the eighth mitzvah in the Torah, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And then you have the mitzvah of mila. So it's L'Amritzeach HaShminis. It's the eighth mitzvah, and it's on the eighth day. So, but what do we need it to be repeated over here? The Gemara says there's special halachas that are learned from it over here. And that's what we're going to speak about tonight, a little bit about that halacha that we're learning from Bris Mila. But there's an interesting thing about the fact that the Bris Mila is supposed to be on the eighth day. Rabbeinu Bechai in Parashas Lech Lecha says that the mitzvah of Mila is like the mitzvah of Korban. This is very interesting. That, you know, it says the following thing, that Miyom HaShmini V'Hola Yerotze Domoy, is that a Korban is not going to be kosher until the eighth day. I don't know if you know that. It says, Ubiyom HaShmini V'Hola Yerotze Domoy, that the dam of the Korban will only have Ritzui on after 8 days. So therefore, a child on the eighth day gets bris, similar to the dam of Korban, the dam of Mila. So a person is almost like he's bringing a Korban. The difference is the Korban you bring from your money, and the dam you bring mamish from your goof. And that's just like when we have by a Korban, there's an inyan of Bailim Oichlim, there's a Chilas Korban, v'achlo oisam asher kipa behem. You eat from, like, for example, Korban Shlamim, and sometimes the Kohenim eating. So too, there's a beautiful, amazing mitzvah of the Sudas mitzvah on the Yom Amila that we make a Suda. It's like we're eating from the Ki'ilu, the Mizbeach. It's unbelievable. And the truth is that the Makor for this is from the Zohar in Parshas Lech Lecha. The Zohar says over there that this Korban is Yokar Mikol HaKorbanos, more than all of the Korbanos. So what's interesting to me is that I always thought that Yitzchak was the first Korban to ever exist. But according to this, there's another Korban. Every person, Avraham Avinu also had a Bechina of Korban when he was Mal himself. So he also, Kielu, brought a Korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak was like the whole goof of Yitzchak was put on the Mizbeach. By all of us, by the way, that's the Inyan of Sandikos. The Sandik becomes like the Mizbeach. There's Tefillah to say for the Sandik. And he says that he's functioning as the Mizbeach. There's a lot of very deep things that are here that I speak about. And there's an interesting idea of a shoychet and a moyel. Are you supposed to have the same person to be a shoychet, to be a moyel? In actuality, they're doing a similar type of avoida, but yet maybe I'll be the Zohar, there's certain differences. I'll call upon him. This is the amazing thing we're talking about this week's parashas. Yoyim HaShmini, Yimal, Besar, or Losay. So now, it's brought down that if there's these two different psukim, one in Lech Lecha and one over here in Tazria, both already telling us about the Bris Mila. So what do I need to repeat it over here? It says Chazal in the Gemara in Shabbos Trei Hilchas Agavirta. Someone's calling. I'm just going to see if that's something to do with this. Like, I don't even know. This is ridiculous. Hold on a second. Ellie, we're on the shear. Okay. Says Chazal that we're learning out two things. One is that Mila is Doiche Shabbos. We learn out from this pasuk that you could do a Mila even on Shabbos. And the other one is Mila is Doiche Tzara'as. Even though it has a Baheres, he cuts. In other words, you're not allowed to cut on Shabbos. It's a machloek is exactly why you're not allowed to cut on Shabbos. But the halacha is that there's an isser of hoitzos dam, whatever, if it's chaburo or if it's, there's another one, there's a machloek, is exactly what the reason is. But a kitzur to make a milo, otherwise it would be asur on Shabbos. So over here, we're being matir them to do that on Shabbos. Do milo is doicha Shabbos. The other thing is, there's an isser to cut tzaras on Shabbos. So the shalikot simane tuma. You're not allowed to cut off your simane tuma on Shabbos. I have that beautiful girl. al kopanim. So therefore, we need a pasuk. The pasuk is telling us that mila is doicha Shabbos and mila is doicha Tzoras. Okay, that's it. Now here goes, my friends. We're going to give you some festalumdus. The Gemara has a havamina. The Gemara there on Kuflamid Beis has a havamina. But the reason that my mila is doicha Shabbos and Tzoras is because of a principle called asei doicha lois asei. I seem to remember us talking about this recently. Right now, I don't remember exactly where. If anyone remembers what we just spoke about this, the lumdus of asei doicha lois asei. I think we did maybe last week's mishmar. I don't remember. What was last week's mishmar? Anyone remember what we spoke about? What the topic was? Kashrus, probably. Simone Kashrus. I don't think. I remember what we spoke about. Asei doicha lois asei. We spoke about if you say asei doicha lois asei and iser cheftza, or only on iser gavra. Anyway, so over here it says that we think that the reason why mila you can do on Shabbos is because the asei of mila is doicha the loisa asei of Shabbos. So maybe we could use the principle of asei doicha loisa asei, even though we don't usually say asei doicha loisa asei, if you could do it later. But the inyan of bismanoi is a very important inyan. The mila should be bismanoi. So therefore, I would think that you could use the principle of asei doicha loisa asei. But the Gemara comes out, the Gemara says that's not the reason because of asei doicha loisa asei. And there's two different reasons. One of them is because there's a concept called en asei doicha loisa asei vaasei. And the other one is because en asei doicha loisa asei sheyesh bakaris. Now, by Shabbos, it's an asei sheyesh bakaris. By Tzara'as, the loisa asei is not a loisa asei sheyesh bakaris. It's a loisa asei vaasei because on karis, by Taras, we have, first of all, the Isra of cutting off the Simane Tum, and also we have the Pasuk of Hishomar Benega Taras. So therefore, there's a loisa asei vaasei. The Gemara seems to come out to Maskana, forget it, it's not al stadin of asei doicha loisa asei. However, even in the Maskana of the Gemara, that seems to say that there's a special Xeris HaKasav allowing us to do Mila on Shabbos. Yesh Lachkar, is Milo Hudecha or Hutra, Hudcha or Hutra. What's a nafkamina? The nafkamina, there's numerous nafkaminas. Hudcha means, is it pushed off? In other words, really, there isn't Isra Shabbos when it comes to Milo. However, we're going to give precedent to Milo over Shabbos, or it's Hutra, which is, when it comes to Milo, it's like there's no Isra Shabbos on Milo at all. And the Milo is totally okay. It seems to be, it's a machloikes. Over here in the Achroinim, the Chassam Sofer writes that even though Mila is Doicha Shabbos, it's Tuchuya and not Hutra, which would be similar to the Din of Asei Doicha Lois Asei, where we're going to see, and that perhaps is the Makar for the Din that's brought down in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef Paskins, that if you have a Mila on Shabbos, you should make sure you don't have two Milan, one who does the Mila and the other one who does the Priya. The Mayo should do the Priya also. So the Shaila is, why is that? And so the Rama is saying that perhaps the reason is because that being that Mila is only Hudecha, so therefore only the person that does the Mila should also do the Priya. However, it seems that the Rama argues it seems to be a machlokes. But listen to this. This is what I wanted to get to. This is what we wanted to talk about. The Rambam says, "Mi shehaisa baheres baralosai." Someone that has some sort of nega, a taras on his orla, yimol, he should have a bris mila. Ava bishu mila shaloi bizmana. Shemitzas asei doiches alois asei bechol makoyim. Because asei doiches alois asei bechol makoyim. Ask the Mishnah Melech, what are you talking about? We said it's not because of asei doicha loisa asei that you do a bris mila on Tzara'as or you do bris mila on Shabbos. The reason is because we said that it's en asei doicha loisa asei. It's only because there's a kasev. So why are you telling me because asei doicha loisa b'chol makom? This is the question that the Mishnah Melech asks. So, perhaps Pshat in the Rambam is as follows. There's an interesting Gemara very close by. The Gemara on Kuf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Heicha amina da seidocha loisa seki goin mila bitzaras inami tzitzis v'kalayim. The be'idna de mis'aker lab kamukim ase. Says the Gemara there. When do we say ase docha loisa se? Only when you're being mekayim the ase, when you're being docha loisa se. But let's say the ase you're only going to get to later and you're going to be over the loisa se now. There's no good of ase docha loisa se. What's the Gemara's examples? First example, the second example the Gemara gives is tzitzis and kilayim. The issur of wearing kilayim, the mitzvah of being mekayim, the vicious tzitzis can happen at the same time. You're putting on the tzitzis, you're being mekayim, the mitzvahs that say of tzitzis, and you're being doing chalos that say of kilayim. That's the second example. What's the first example? Mila and tzaras. When you cut off the tzaras, you're being mekayim, the mitzvah of mila. Es toisvis, time out, mila and tzaras. I thought we said that's not al saseh doicha lo saseh. I thought we said, ein aseh, doicha lo saseh va'aseh, but taras is also an aseh. Tosfos answers, ein achanami. The Gemara doesn't mean it. It's l'simana ba'alma. It's not really true. Now, we all understand that that's not a simple answer, my friends, because the Gemara's first example is mila, is mila and taras. And the Gemara says also tzitzis and kalayim. If you tell me it's lav dafka, just say tzitzis and kalayim and we're good to go. You're giving this as like this is the first example that comes to mind. It's not even true, it's just a simen. Perhaps learns the Rambam that the din of milon taras is als the din of ase doicha loisas. I ain't ase doicha loisas vase. So what's going on? I would like to suggest, this is my lumdus, my friend. We're not finished. We're just starting with the lumdus. This is not so complicated, but this is the little lumdus. Then we're going to go to the major lumdus. If we wouldn't have a pasuk, if we'd be left to our own devices, and you have in front of us an assay of Milo, and you have the din of Taras. Taras is assay, and Lois is an assay, and Milo is an assay. What would you say? Ein assay, doicha lois assay v'assay. You got one assay on one side. You have a lois ase and ase on the other side. So which one is going to be stronger? The lois ase. Even though normally we say ase doch lois ase, but over here it's ase on one side and lois ase vase on the other side. So the ase is not strong enough to push off a lois ase and ase. That's normal. But here we have a xeris akosiv. It says in this week's parashah, we have meshmini mobisar losai. What did we learn from the xeris akosiv? We already said this in Torah in Lech Lucha, so we're mechadesh. That even on Shabbos you do Mila. What does the Xeris HaKosev tell us? That over here we're going to allow the Aseh to be Doicha Lois Aseh V'Aseh. Not that this is a rule of regular Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. It's not. This is a special Xeris HaKosev. So if it wasn't for the Pasuk, I wouldn't be able to learn that you have, that you can be Mal on Shabbos. From the regular klal of asay doicha lois asay, but in the end of the day, bottom line, it's not klal asay doicha lois asay. Asay xeris akosim that even though over here it's lois asay vasay, still it works. To be clear, my friends, the mitzvah of mila is a mitzvah asay. When it comes to the isser of tzaras, you're not allowed to cut off your tzaras. There's an lois asay and asay. You shouldn't cut off the simani tuma, and hishomer benegat zaras. That's the lois asay and asay. So, if it wasn't for the xeris akosif, would we allow the asay of mila to overpower the lois asay and the asay? No, we wouldn't. So, we wouldn't be able to say that this is classic asay doicha lois asay. But now that we have xeris akosif, what is the xeris akosif telling me? In this case, it's hudcha asay doicha lois asay. That's what it is. And that's the chor of the machloek, as we said before. Is it hutcho? Is it hutcho? If you hold it's hutcho, then the xeris akosim saying there's a new din over here, nothing to do with asay doicha lois asay. And you can't apply asay doicha lois asay because it's asay against the lois asay vasay. And therefore it's hutcho. Or no, the xeris akosim is, even though under normal circumstances, left or on devices, we would have said this asay is not doicha lois asay because the lois asay has with it another asay. But over here, we're going to allow the asay to be doicha lois asay from the xeris akosim, and it's taka still. That's the lumdus, my friend. This is my chiddush. It's very, very dear to me. It's a chiddush from today in your schus, because I was preparing this year. However, Rabbi said, there's something I'm saying which sounds so foolish. It sounds ridiculous. I'll tell you why. So you got on one side an asse, and you got the other side of lois asse, and an asse. What in the world am I saying? You're having an asse, doich, and asse? That sounds like, it's so foolish. Because let the asse, what do you mean? Why is this asse, doich, and that asse? But that asse, we doich, and this asse. Well, how could you even say that? Of course, listen. The din is, ain't asse, doich, and lois asse, vasse. No, duh. Of course, ain't asse, doich, and lois asse, vasse. This has got an asse, that's got an asse. So all I have on this side is I have an extra lois asse. So how in the world can you think an asse is going to be doche an asse and be doche a lois asse? That's ridiculous. So even, it doesn't even make sense to make the xeris hakosim is that this asse is doche lois asse vasse. How can an asse be doche an asse? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Let the other asse be doche this asse. What does that mean? The words don't mean anything. Davzog and avort, Rabbi Yisai. This is my lumdus. Davzog and avort. Avrami, I'm going to say a festa lumdus over here. Here goes. We're suggesting the asse of Mila is going to be doicha the lois asse of Tzaras and the asse of Tzaras. There's a lois asse of Tzaras, which is you shouldn't cut off the Tzaras. And there's an asse of Yishomer b'nega tzaras. Be careful with the nega tzaras. Now, I'd like to suggest as follows. There's two different types of asse. There's a standalone asse. It's an asse mitzad atzmai. And then there's an asse which is a trailer, which is connected, which is a follow-up for a lois asse. You have a lois asse, and the asse is there to kind of strengthen the lois asse. So really, you have to find what is the source. What is the beginning of this parasha? Is the beginning of the parasha the lois asse or the asse? It says, Hishomer b'nega tzaras. You have to be careful with nega tzaras, is the pasuk telling us. A standalone asse, or we have already a din, you shouldn't cut off the simanituma. Hishomer, the Torah is saying, an asse to be that to emphasizing the lois asse. So really, if I would try to identify where is the Torah of Taras starting, it's starting with the lois asse. Lu yehe, there was no lois asse on this Taras, there'd be no asse either. So the asse is kind of like just linked to the lois asse. It's coming mikoyach the lois asse. If I'm right, and then we could suggest as follows. Let's just first look at asse. The asse and the lois. You have an asse of Shabbos. You have lois asse of Tzaras. Let's look at those separately for a second. Can the asse be doicha the lois asse? Answer the question: yes or no. Does it, usually, as I say, doicha lois asse, yes. Okay, great. The asse is doche lois asse. What happens to the asse? Poof. The asse is gone. Goodbye. Why? Because now that I've already overrided the lois asse, so now the whole idea of the asse is to give strength to the lois asse. It's gone. There's no more lois asse. There's no more asse. So the Gemara says, yeah. But you can't do that. Asse is not doicha lois asse. In other words, asse is doicha regular lois asse. But this lois asse is coming also with an asse. It's got backup. It's got ammo. So because it's got backup, so therefore the asse can't be doicha the lois asse. Right. But over here we have a special gzeiras hakosiv. What is the gzeiras hakosiv telling us? That this asse is doicha lois asse vase. We're good to go. I ask you a question, yeah, but how can an asse be doich an asse? That says not doich an asse. That says doich an alois asse. But once it's doich an alois asse, what happens to the second asse? Gone. That's my suggestion. So here goes, Rabbi. So let's get it clear again. We have the mitzvah of Mila. It's an asse. You have the Isra of Tzaras. An Isra of Tzaras is you can't, first of all, you're not allowed to cut off your Simani Tzaras. And a mitzvah asse of Yishomer b'nega tzaras, says the Rambam. Anyone that has Baheres bar losai, he could be mal shem mitzvah sase doiches aloy sase b'chol mokoyim. We ask the question, it's not also say doch aloy sase, this is aloy sase and aloy against aloy sase. Our answer is it's not the enachanami. This is not the regular din of asay doch aloy, but this also is coming midin asay doch aloy sase. It's a xeris akosif that it says in this week's parsha that it repeats the din of b'yom hashmini yimol b'sar alosay to be mechadish to us that there's a din of asay doch aloy sase here also, even though the tzaras is aloy sase v'asay. How can I say b'doicha and asay? The answer is it's not. The asay is doicha the lois asay. But once the lois asay is gone, then the asay also falls off. That's my chiddush, my friends. And I'd like to perhaps use this to answer a similar type of question. Because we said the Gemara also speaks about that asay is doicha Shabbos. You could do a bris milah bismano. If the bris milah is bismano, you can do it on Shabbos. Now, the Baal Turim brings, interesting, he says that there's a remez to this, because the letters in the pasuk of Yom Hashmini Yimol B'Sar Losso are the same amount of letters as the pasuk by Achulu Hashemayim Baretz B'Chol Tzvam, the pasuk of Shabbos, to show you that Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Now, the Gemara there in Shabbos Daf Kuf Vav says the Gemara that Reb Shimon holds Mekalkel B'Chabura is Chayiv. How do I know Mekalkel b'chabura is chayich? Says the Gemara that the makor is because of the following thing. The pasuk needs, we need to have our pasuk to be matir mila on Shabbos. So what does that mean? That a norm without this pasuk, it would be usher to do, to inflict a wound of mila on Shabbos. That's mekalkel. L'chore, that's a form of mekalkel because you're inflicting a wound. So why do I need a pasuk to be matir you to do mila? We see from over here that mekalkel b'chabura on Shabbos is chayiv without the fact that the Torah was matir you to do mila. The Torah said the mitzvah's mila is working on Shabbos even though mekalkel b'chabura asks the Chassam Sofer a question. Says the Chassam Sofer, I don't get it. Because what happens if that perhaps in a person has a bris milah and the bris milah has on it a nega tzara'as? What happens in that case where when you're doing the bris milah, you're cutting off the tzara'as? Over there is not mekalkel because over there he's removing the tzara'as. Over there is metaking. So therefore, maybe the pasuk is necessary for a case where the meal is being done on Shabbos and it's removing a tzara'as. So therefore, that's not a case of mekalkel. How can I learn from this pasuk that mekalkel b'chabur is chayiv? Otherwise, what do I need the pasuk to be matir, the din of mila? Maybe it's talking about a case where the mila is a tikla. Says the Sefer Kinyan Torah. Says the Sefer Kinyan Torah the following thing. There's a Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbi Akiva was the Rebbe of Reb Shimon. And Rabbi Akiva's Shita is, Ein Asei Doicha Shnei Lavin. And Asei is not Doicha Shnei Lavin. So if you would be doing a Mila on Shabbos that also had Tzara'as, so now this Asei of Mila is being Doicha Shnei Lavin. What are the two Lavin? Being Doicha Shabbos, and it's being doicha tzara'as. So says the Sefer Kinyan Torah, you can do a meal on Shabbos, and you can do a meal even though it's tzara'as, but you can't do a meal on Shabbos with tzara'as because it's asay being doicha shnei lavin. It's being doicha both of them, that you can't do. Exactly. So it's not the case because it's not true. Over there it wouldn't work. Each one separate is okay, says the Sefer Kinyan Torah. But it's doicha shnei lavin. And that's Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Shimon Torah.
To get the bags yourself,
the drive. However, the Sefer Mishchas Shemin. Sefer I'm learning here. Sefer Mishchas Shemin. I think he's an English man. He asks a question. Rav Chaim Shaul Kaufman asks a question. And Rosh Hashiva of Teferis Yaakov in Gates. He asks a question. I don't get it. This is because of Asay Doicha Lusay. Milan Shabbos is a special Gzeres HaKosev. So what are you doing over here? It's not because of Asay Doicha Leisase. Meal on Shabbos, this is a Leisase Sheish Bakaris. It's a Leisase Vasay. There's lots of reasons why this can't be because of Asay Doicha Leisase. I'd like to suggest the teretz based on the lumdus we were saying. And the teretz is that he's making a mistake. It is as a seidoch alisase. I, in a seidoch alisase, in a chanami, without this xeris akosiv, I would have said, you don't say, you don't apply a seidoch alisase here. But now that we have a xeris akosiv, what does it say in the Xeris HaKosuf? That in this case, I say, without this Pasuk, I would have said, we don't apply, I say, but now that I have the Pasuk in Parshas Tazria, what's it teaching me? That this is an exception to the rule, and we're saying, I say, so Lamaisa, why is it we can do a bris on Shabbos? Some of the Achronim of the opinion, because Xeris HaKosuf, there's no Isser Shabbos when it comes to Mila. And I could explain that to you. Shabbos is 7, and Mila is 8, and 8 is Lemaila min Ateva, so it is Ki'ilu, you're already like Lemaila from Shabbos, so therefore it's that there's no Isser Shabbos when it comes to Mila. However, other Achronim say no. When it comes to that maybe it's only Hudche, Mila has Isser Shabbos. There's a din of asay doicha lois asay. Even though we said that this is not doesn't fall into the regular category of asay doicha lois asay, and you wouldn't need a pasuk. You need a pasuk to tell me that even though over here doesn't have the regular dinim, still we're going to say asay doicha lois asay the asay lois asay sheish by chorus. That is the chiddush that I wanted to suggest today. The problem with what we were saying was that how can you say asay doicha lois asay v'asay? It sounds counterintuitive. If it has an asay on this side, so after that asay b'doicha, it makes no sense at all. We said that this is not a full-fledged asay. This asay is just piggybacking on the lois asay of the isser tzaraas. So therefore, once you doicha the lois asay, the asay also falls off. This is my thought for this week's parasha and the ideas of Bris Mila that appear in this week's parasha. Bris Mila has tremendous segulas to it, and there's an inyan of refuah which comes out of Bris Mila. It says that if it's noilad ben zachar nisrape kol hamishpocha, that when a ben zachar is born, so there that brings refuah. So even though we're not right now, at least I'm not aware of anyone that just had a baby and is doing a Bris Mila, but if you learn the Torah of Bris Mila, that itself brings all the skulas and Beis Hashem. We should be zoicha to Eliyahu Malach HaBris. You should bring refuas and yeshuas to all of Klal Yisrael. And there's an inyan when Eliyahu comes to sit in his seat, some people bring down. Then in order, because Eliyahu should be able to bring refuas, there's an amazing story. With this, I'll close with Shlomo Kluger. Here goes. Kluger means a bright man. He was a Kluger. Shlomo Kluger, the following thing. There was once a man, Reb Shlomo Kluger was invited to a town. If you look it up, I have the Sefer. The story is brought in the Sefer Shaila Torah. And he was brand new in the town. He was a rov in the town. And they were machabedim with Sanda Kois. And he's there at the bris, and he's waiting. And it's like, you know, it looks like the kratzen around. He's like, what's going on? They said, I'll tell you the truth. The baby's grandfather is deathly ill. And the father wants to name the baby after his father. So he's kind of waiting for his father to pass away in order he should be able to give the name. Shlomo Kluger said, Azay. Nay. Pum farkert. Shlomo Kluger said, let's do the bris in the house of the grandfather as soon as possible. So they went to the grandfather's house. They did the bris mila, and lo and behold, the grandfather got better. Pile ploim. So everyone was very excited. He's new in town. He's the Rav. He's already doing Maifsin. He says, Nishkin Maifis. It's a Rashi. Rashi says that when it came to Avram Avinu, the Malachim, three Malachim came to Avram Avinu. The same Malach that came to Avram Avinu to heal him, it's Machlokes which one, but let's assume that one, also came to save Lot. Same Malach. Frekt, Rav Shlomo Kluger, why? Hashem's felt Malachim? He's only got three malachim in Shemayim. He's got to send the same malach to do one thing to do something else. Why does Hashem send another malach? He says, Vais lechois. Loit didn't have enough schusim that the malach should come in Hashemayim in order to save him. But once Hashem already sent the Malach to Avram, once the Malach's already here, so he's going to save Lot also. So I said, maybe the grandfather didn't have enough schusim that the Malach should come heal him. But once the Malach Eliyahu, Malach Abris, has to come already to heal the baby, once he's already there, he's going to heal the grandfather also. So Rabbi Yisai, Eliyahu Malach Abris is a very special schus. So even though we didn't do Abris Mila, but learning the Inyanim of Mila, learning the Torah of Mila, is ki'ilu, a person is engaged in Mila. So we're bringing Eliyahu Malach Abris into this world. In that schus, we should see Yeshuas and Refuas by all of Klal Yisrael, Ken Yehi Ratzai. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.